The late Dr. Rowney Kilda was stalked, zapped, and tortured for 30 years, and then probably murdered by induced heart attack in 2015. She was a medical doctor and researcher, chief medical officer of Northern Finland, author, lecturer, and targeted individual. The following is from her book, Bright Light on Black Shadows, 2015. Here, Dr. Kilda refers to herself in the third person. One after another, previously friendly neighbors turned against her. They stopped greeting her. Their children were forbidden to come and play in the victim's garden as before. They spread nasty rumors and lies about her. Just like that, they portrayed her as a member of a group of 12 naked women who worshipped the sun. They said she was a spy, a threat to national security. All nonsense, of course. One by one, her friends were recruited, bought, or blackmailed. A couple friends who remained were recruited to be her, quote, best friends, to find out all the information about her they could and report on her reactions while they were harassing her, and to report her intentions and travels and contacts to the organization. Her neighbors started wearing black sunglasses when seeing her come out of the house. Black sunglasses are worn by all recruiters, soldiers, agents, etc., even in the winter and evenings. They are left on the table as a sign of belonging to the organization. They are used for signaling that they are recruits. Just as they use bicycles, often old black men's bicycles, but other types can be used too, in front of their front door or garage or office or shop or institute to show that they are in the organization. Suddenly, her neighbors started leaving their bicycles out after their recruitment. Suddenly, look-alike cars started coming to her neighbors for visits. Even license numbers were almost the same. Only the last number or two were different. Of course, the aim was to confuse. A noise campaign started. The neighbors started slamming garage doors and house doors with great intensity several times a day. Also, lights were all lit in the house and outside, unlike before. A new strange light was built on the telephone pole, giving a great intensity at night, as measured by an electromagnetic light detector. The neighbors were always at their windows when she came home at night, or they came out and stared at her like lunatics, saying nothing. When she had been out, someone had broken into her house and turned on the lights. Someone had stolen her keys and kept breaking into her house when she was gone. Then the terrorizing intensified. Documents were constantly stolen from locked drawers. Passports, IDs, hospital records, fax papers, insurance papers, etc., disappeared. The reports from her scientific work vanished as well, as important new books acquired from abroad, conference reports, etc. Then the sabotage spread to the furniture, which was cut and painted, and some was destroyed, as with some kind of heating instrument. The refrigerator and freezer doors were broken, the stove was broken, and the electricity was tampered with. She got an electric shock when putting the lights on. Someone had been rewiring the electrical cords. Her alarm code was changed, and later the door alarm was shot down, as with a laser gun from the nearby house where recruits were having their weekly meeting. Then they shot a big energy blast in her garden and her windows shattered. Then they started using gases and poisons. They used NSA kits. They spread chemicals through the air ducts and water pipes, which cause sickness and alter the mind and moods. This went on for over a year and still continues today, though less often. When she lit the fireplace, suddenly a gas poison with a burning smell spread through the room. At the same time, the neighbor's kids were grilling, and a huge, unusual black smoke came up so as to camouflage her fireplace poison. The poisonous smell of the poisonous gases were also camouflaged by familiar smells such as the smell of strong coffee, freshly baked bread, the smell of ginger or old clothes, the smell of benzene, etc. Then came the strange whistles and bird sounds, the sounds of dogs barking, as signals from the recruits for surveillance. When she went to another town and stayed overnight with friends, garbage disposals started running for prolonged periods and way too often, as if to signal she was under surveillance. In her city apartment, her mail came late, after 10 p.m., when she had just come in 5 minutes before. This became a pattern. Also, a CIA safe house on the other side of the street always put the lights on in the room opposite to the room she was staying in. Also, she started hearing comments by strangers, which try to awaken paranoid reactions, and there are recurrent confrontations by unusually rude and hostile strangers. For example, at a railway station, guards in uniform hit her suddenly, quote, by accident, and their police dog tries to attack her for no apparent reason. She is attacked by strangely behaving men in the street who knock her down onto the street and then receive no punishment by the legal system. Burglary in her house has become routine. Every time she is out, someone has been in and committed acts of vandalism. The police superintendent says only, "I cannot help you." Are these orders from above? And no investigations are made. Homeless people, men and women looking like bums, start following her. Their clothes and faces look dirty at first, but on closer look, they are clean. Women wear a wig and their faces are made up to look like someone who has a black eye. They simulate mental illness, trying to create a public scene around the targeted victim. Simulated drunks also follow the victim. At home, burglars have replaced normal light bulbs with exploding ones and replaced the screws on the door handles and bed with other metallic ones that are more sensitive transmitters for electromagnetic beams. Outside the house, they have drilled several holes and put metallic-like thick needles or metal pieces into the walls. Vandalism of vehicles is commonplace. Once they drained the oil from her car, which was parked, and they failed the brakes and clutch and contaminated the oil. Rauni Kilda, MD, former Chief Medical Officer of Northern Finland, December 6th, 2000.